Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm on the porch of my little cabin this morning out here behind the house on our property, and I just got back from what I consider to be the most unique, challenging, and fun bow hunt of my career. And I've hunted deer for 53 years from Mexico to Canada. But I had been out on a West Texas ranch. Actually, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, a good buddy of mine that partners with me on a radio show, the Catfish Radio. Larry was with us out there. Stephen Ray, we've talked a lot about rattling antlers. Stephen Ray was out there doing the rattling, bringing in some big bucks. And Larry, Mr. Wysoon there, killed a nice buck on the last day. I think Stephen rattled him in. I wasn't with them when they made the shot there. Larry was, of course, hunting with his Rugers, and we had just a wonderful time out there. Mr. Harold Newton is the fellow that's really in charge of managing that big 11,000 acre ranch. And here was what made my bow hunt exciting, and you'll have to kind of put yourself in my position. 1,700 acres of that has been put under a conservation fence of the 11,000 and stocked with high genetic deer. Well, the last couple of years I've hunted down there, last year I removed one of the native deer. They want to get the native genetics out of there and have all the bigger genetics, the deer that create, that grow the bigger antlers. That's the whole key. Really, management on the low-fenced area is the same. They want to manage and keep the bigger bucks in there and the bigger deer, so they'll just, you know, they'll make a healthier herd and more trophy potential. But I was hunting this conservation fenced area. And a picture of this, when a feeder goes off, there may be 8 or 10 deer come around. Well, 90% of them or 95% of them are stocked, the high genetic deer, if you will. Just a 5% may be the native deer. Now, my goal was to determine to shoot only the native deer, and it is quite challenging. I'll tell you, it's pretty easy to tell them, you know, apart, but actually, I used my Darton 3800 bow and took two different bucks. Now, these were anything but trophy bucks. They were just what we, most of us, would call cull bucks, but they were fat. They'd been eating protein for at least a year. Corn and then all the native vegetation there, that food on the ranch in that big pasture. But it was a very challenging hunt, I want to tell you, watching and making sure that I harvested only the native deer and didn't mess up and you know, shoot one of the high genetic deer. That's what made the hunt challenging to me, watching those deer, making sure it was one of the deer that I could harvest, and then waiting until that deer got in the open for a good bow shot. And I waited, neither one of them was more than 26 yards. I waited till those deer got in close so I could see what was going on. But my hat is off to Mr. Harold Newton out there. He has done an amazing job. He and the team of people out there, they're all working together to create bigger deer, you know, and to manage the herd properly is probably a better way to put that. But they've done an awesome job. The low fenced area of that 11,000 acres, which is a lot of ground, you know, there are some tremendous bucks, and that's thanks to selective harvesting for the past, I guess, 12 years since Harold has been in charge of that out there, has been taking care of it. But oh, the camp life was just so much fun. Stephen Ray, Larry Wysoon, and myself, Larry's cameraman, was out there. We did a lot of really good eating. I cooked some smothered deer steak, and we had some wild pulled pork out there. It was just a good time was had by all. Folks, we're out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking outdoors. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.